Hello, and welcome to another episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. This was a session that took place on April 15th, 2018 with the local band Amorphic. Thanks for listening.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. This is DJ TBD, and I am jumping on the boards for a special live in studio session with Amorphic. They are in the studio with me right now. They're about to play you some groovy jams, and they're going to start us off with their song Rain. Once again, this is a live in studio session with Amorphic, and this is 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
It rained today. Got an idea about you and what you'd have to say. You're falling down, your game's played out with no one left to play. Had a month where it rained every day. Bitter as I got old and lost more reasons to care, 'cause the love that leaves the dream. things that seem too impossible to say. Had a month where it rained every day.
KCSU Fort Collins. That was a live performance of the song Rain by Amorphic, who are all in the studio with me right now on this lovely Sunday evening, playing some groovy jams and having a blast. Thank you all for being here. Really appreciate all of your time and effort. And
thanks for having us.
Yeah,
up.
Of course. I wanted to ask just what that song was about, you know, kind of, it seems kind of basic, just like a song about rain, but if there was any deeper meaning that you wanted to go into, like, feel free.
You know, I feel like that's like one of those cliche imageries that everyone can relate to. When I write songs, a lot of times I'm looking for like, almost like a thesis, not for everything, but for a lot of songs. Otherwise, I feel like my thoughts get convoluted as I'm trying to write from there. But, you know, everyone can just relate to a time where no matter what you're doing, everything is not working out for you.
Yeah. Absolutely. So this is a in-studio session right now with the band Amorphic. They are playing us some songs, and the next one we're going to hear is called Valley. This is 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is DJ TBD, and thank you for tuning in and supporting local musicians and your local college radio station.
Searching for meaning to make this all make sense. I'm convinced can't be done. The greatest things come of their own accord. When they're not forced, if you're willing, of course. Take me back to the valley. Take me back to our home. We could live for the simple things if all those things weren't gone.
KCSU Fort Collins. This is a live in-studio session with the local band Amorphic, who are in the studio with me right now playing some jams and having a good time. That last song you heard was called Valley, and I wanted to ask y'all just why and maybe what is the intention behind, you know, coming together as, you know, busy adults and making music? What's like the, you kind of were getting at, but like the thesis or like the goal?
What is our thesis?
Yeah, I guess, as a band, if you want to come up with it
statement?
Right now. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think our mission statement's pretty amorphic. yeah, it had to happen. I'm sorry.
Roll credits and all that stuff.
I feel like we're all kind of people of the process, you know, and that's kind of why we play the music that we do, being like heavily rooted in improvisation and stuff like that. It's all about the process of doing it itself. So I feel like that's kind of what we get off on, and that's kind of what we're searching for in it.
Absolutely. And are you the sorry, I'm forgetting your name right now. It's been
my
a long
name's
day.
Caleb.
Caleb, thank
That's
you.
Fine.
Are you the principal songwriter, or is it a group process?
You know, so like the way it originally started is me and Chris here on bass. We used to play in a band a couple years back in Greeley, called Electric Stairchild, and some good friends, some good times, and that time passed, and I moved up here and started playing with Joel and took a lot of the songs that I had written for that group. That's kind of the start of what a lot of it was. So right now, like, I've written most of the material, but we're all kind of working on the music at this point. Like, both those songs were songs that we all worked on and wrote together.
Absolutely. And what is Amorphic, you know, looking to do in this year in terms of putting out music or doing any cool stuff that you are able to share right now with everyone?
You know,
I was gonna say, we're kind of looking for just any opportunities that come up right now for playing. Like, we're just, you know, we're trying to like do as much playing as we can, but we're also, you know, we're working on some studio stuff as well, right?
Yeah,
that's the big thing right now is getting some studio stuff put out, which is, It's a process for sure. Like, this is my first go at, you know, putting out an actual studio quality product. So it's fun. It's fun for sure. So
yeah, but definitely an ordeal to say the least.
Yeah.
So would any studio stuff, you know, it would all be the stuff that you've written thus far? Would it be new stuff or?
So it's mainly going to be some of the newer stuff that we've been working on.
Awesome. And is that any of this, or is this everything we've been listening to kind of?
Most of this will probably be what we're trying
exciting.
To put towards it, yeah.
Awesome. All right. So that last song, kind of more upbeat in terms of, you know, a jam band, got more of like an upbeat to it. If you want to get into what that song was about really quickly. Like to know,
you know, so both those songs actually were, I just kind of write a lot, like, you know, looking for, again, always looking for the idea, looking for the thesis. And both those songs were written maybe 2 years ago, before we ever tried to play them, and just kind of were making music, and I was searching through old writings, old things, and it's weird. So like at this point, it's gone through a bunch of meanings of what it means to me and what it means to in general, but again, it's just chasing that simple idea of expression. The most, you know, like the more simple the idea you can make it, the more relatable it is a lot of times.
All right, awesome.
Right.
So this is a in-studio session with Amorphic. You're listening to them right now. This next one is called Always Be.
Yeah, this one's going to be very different.
All right, I'm excited. So this is a live in-studio session with Amorphic. You are currently tuned in to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Thanks for supporting local musicians and for supporting your local college radio station.
doesn't mean you can't sit idly. Thank you.
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. You just heard a live performance of the song Always Be by Amorphic, who are in the studio with me right now. A true, true Colorado jam right there. You know, Colorado, I feel, love jam bands, and that was certainly one of them. But really cool, I heard, you know, some prog influences, like some fusion. Y'all seem to just kind of stuff a lot of genres and influences into your music, and I really, really like it. I wanted to ask, you know, why? Why do you do that? Why are there so many, you know, cool sounds and all that?
It kind of just happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have always, I think the four of us come from relatively different backgrounds in terms of music that we've played and different sounds that we've listened to and whatnot, and then it all kind of just swirls together in the melting pot, you know?
Yeah.
That's one of the liberties of getting to be a jam band, is to kind of get to play those genres and play with those different flavors and colors. I kind of see it all as different colors, you know? Why limit your palette?
Yeah, absolutely.
You asked earlier about, like, the direction, and I feel like that's, like, a big part of, like, I don't necessarily think that anyone's, like, trying to force our sound in a specific way. We're all kind of letting our sound develop as it is.
Wonderful.
And so with whatever influences and things that we learn, it, you know, it comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can hear these beautiful, beautiful people and their wonderful sound either online or
all the standard social media.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
do we need to list them all off?
I mean, just maybe a couple.
You know, Facebook and Reverb Nation, stuff like that.
All right, and this is Amorphic. And that's what it's all under, right? Just Amorphic or Amorphic Band?
Yeah, okay. Amorphic Band.
Awesome. Amorphic. So this has been a live in-studio session with Amorphic. Thank you so much, all of you, for being here, for putting on such a great show.
Yeah, thank you for coordinating.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Of course. That was awesome. I really, really enjoyed this session. And thank you so much, everyone who listened, tuned in, for supporting local musicians like Amorphic and for supporting your local college radio station. This has been 90.5. And this is 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Thanks for listening to this episode of KCSU Live in Studio Sessions. I would like to thank the members of Amorphic for coming into the studio. My name is Haley Giustino. I hosted this interview, engineered the audio, and produced this podcast. If you'd like to hear more podcast episodes from us, you can find them at kcsufm.com, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes.